Let me see here. Okay. Everybody doing all right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. This morning, and you do know that at the end of the service, if you do your outline and bring it to the back, there's a gift for you. And this morning, we're going to talk about walking together. Okay? Doesn't sound hard, does it? I bet y'all can run together, right? Yeah, okay. Well, I want to show you something. All right. Let's see. Y'all all stand up. I got to find about the same height. But all on the level floor. that might help me. Okay. Everybody I'm seeing here, about the same height. All right, on the end, you two guys, everybody else sit down. Come over here. Okay, this you got to pay attention. I need you to sign a waiver if you get hurt. It's no big deal. Okay? All right, put your hat down. Get your legs next to each other. Well, yeah, now we're going. You've heard of the three-legged race, right?
Yeah.
You haven't? Well, you're fixing to. Okay, what I'm going to do... Let's see here. Okay. Now, for this to work right, and for you not to go to the hospital, you're going to have to listen to me and watch me, okay? This is kind of an example of what it means to walk together. You're going to have to work as a team, okay? Now, because I know y'all are both skilled athletes, I'm going to ask you to, I almost want to say run, but walk quickly towards me as a team, not as individuals, because if you're individuals, you're going to fall down. So you've got to think, all right, on three. Please don't fall. One, two, three. A little faster. Work together. A little faster. Keep that leg going. Oh, no. Slow down. We're good. All right. Give them a round of applause. All right. Go back to front. Now, it's not as easy as it looks, is it? The key is you... have to be a team. You have to walk at the same time because the tendency is I'm going to go a little faster and the one next to you may not be going a little faster. And if you're not careful, the next thing you know, you're both on the ground. And this morning, I'm going to talk about in the church how God has called us to walk together. And see, a lot of churches, everybody's doing their own thing, being a superstar, and it's not the way the Bible teaches it. We have to walk together with Jesus. And that's the goal of the church. And so, those guys did a great job because they could have been on the ground real easy if they'd gotten in too big of a hurry and not thought about the other person. So this morning, when we look at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, we're going to talk about how as a church to walk together. Okay? So you pay attention. And let's ask God to teach us how to do that. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for every one of these kids. And I pray that we would walk together as one people. Because that's what you've made us to be. One group, one people. And I thank you that that's possible. In spite of all our differences, because of Jesus, we can walk as one. Be with us as we listen this morning and help us to obey. In Jesus' name, amen.